Good morning, everyone. First of all, I'd like to thank the members of Hungarian Academy of Science and their organizer of World Science Forum for giving me such an honorable opportunity. Today, I'd like to present some possibility of the hints for making innovation. Blue LED is an example. The LED, it is well known for one of the most promising candidates for future ecosystem for general lighting system. So let me first explain the development and the history of the LEDs. The red and green LEDs had been commercialized in 1962 and 1974. So at that time, many researchers thought that the blue LEDs would be commercialized in 1980s. So in 1970s, the many top excellent electric companies tried to commercialize the blue LEDs based on gallium nitride system, but all the efforts failed. So the 1970 is it's like two early challenges. So many researchers abandoned the material system nitride and started the another material research. But only one person, my supervisor, Professor Akasaki, could not abandon this material and try to continue the research by changing the position from the company to the academia or university. After a long struggle with by the young students, we finally succeeded in growing high-quality gallium nitride crystals in 1985. And in 1989, we succeeded in fabricating P-type gallium nitride, by which the performance of the blue LEDs enormously improved. Then, that's a very important point, is one of the government organization, the Japan Science and Technology Agency, decided to support us for the collaboration between the academia and the company in 1987. Then in 1995, one of the company, Toyota Gosei, succeeded in commercializing the blue LEDs. And I should mention that 2 years before, the President Nakamura team also succeeded in commercializing the blue LEDs in 1993. The first applications of the blue LEDs is for the displays. But in 1996, one of the engineers in Nichia Corporation found that by combining these blue LEDs with simple yellow films, we can easily realize white LEDs, by which the applications of blue LEDs expanded, not only limited to the display, but also the general lighting system. And the efficiency is so high, so we can replace incandescent lamp or fluorescent lamp, and we can contribute to energy savings for lighting system. So there are three important organizations. First is the academia or university. The fundamental research achievement was very important for the start of the innovation, but only the academia or university is not sufficient for the contribution to the world. There is a very important person in the government organization, that is JST. He promoted the research and development or collaboration between the academia and the company. Then we started the collaboration between Nagoya University and the Toyota Gosei. So finally, we can contribute to energy savings. So let me explain how much energy can be saved by the LED lighting system. This graph shows the trend of electricity generation in Japan and the CO2 emission. Before year 2011, about 30% of the electricity was generated by nuclear power plants. But in Japan, almost all the nuclear power plants stopped operation. And the red line shows the CO2 emission. It is interesting that from the Kyoto Protocol, it gradually increased, then dropped sharply in 2009. Maybe you remember the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers. That affected the activity of Japanese economy. But from 2011, it increases again very, very sharply. The reason is the ratio of the thermal power plant increases. So we have to use the LNG or coal. So the government and the electric company in Japan decided to reoperate the nuclear power plants. August the 11th and October 15th, the Sendai number one and number two reactors are reoperated. The capacity is 3 to 6% of the total electricity generation before by nuclear power plants before 2011. So with this reoperation, we can reduce the CO2 emission, and we can reduce the uses of LNG and coal. But as for the safety issues and the cost issues, the electric company predicts that we need additional 2.2 to 3 trillion Japanese yen, or 5 to 6 trillion Hungarian forint. So it is impossible to correct within 40 years of operation. So our proposal is to reduce the energy consumption by using a high efficiency system. And the LED is one of them. The US Department of Energy predicted that in the United States, about 3/4 of the general lighting system will be replaced by LED lighting system by year 2030, by which they can save about 7% of the total electricity consumption in the United States. But in Japan, the penetration of LED lighting system should be much, much faster. In Japan, we can reduce the total electricity consumption by about 7% or 1 trillion Japanese yen by year 2020. Okay. Next, let me explain the future prospects. Using this material system, new material system, we can further reduce the energy consumption. For example, if we apply this material to power transistor, we can save about, in total, 9.8% of the electricity consumption. Also, we can contribute to the another global issue, that is water. About 70% of our body composed of water, so water is very important. Okay? And the UNICEF reported that still 660 million people cannot access to the improved drinking water, and 2.4 billion people cannot access to the sanitation facility. So our proposal is to use the new system, new material, UV LEDs for sterilizing or for purifying the water. By using the same material system, we can provide the ultraviolet or deep ultraviolet light emitting system with a very easy to use system. This is an example of the sterilization, the column bacillus. By using our deep UV LEDs, it's easy to use. We can operate by dry cell. We can sterilize, for example, many kinds of bacteria. Okay. So Finally, I'd like to call that how to make innovation ecosystem little and often field pursuit, okay, and partnership between industry, academia, or university, and also the support of the government is very, very important for contribute to the society. That's all. Thank you so much.